Today, the DA in the Northwest will write to the MEC of Finance, Motlalepule Kgosho, requesting that she reports all implicated companies in the recently released Special Investigation Unit report for listing on the National Treasury database of restricted suppliers. The SIU report into PPE corruption released to the public last week revealed that more than 20 companies had inflated their PPE prices against National Treasury instructions. As expected, the Northwest corruption culprits, namely Matlosana, JB Marks, and Ratlou local municipality, did not miss the bullet. Thousands of companies tender and apply for government work with no success, while companies linked to ANC comrades often benefit unduly, as is the case with these implicated companies on the SIU report. The SIU report has also confirmed our allegations, despite the number of legal threats towards the DA for raising PPE irregularities identified since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. While the DA acknowledges that most of these companies have signed an acknowledgement of debt, this does not suffice. Government must take proactive steps to prove that they are serious about their declared fight against misconduct. We will also be closely monitoring all the cases against companies, government officials, be it at municipal or provincial level, and politicians who have been referred to the NPA for criminal investigation, and to ensure that justice prevails.